How many would you usually grow in a garden?
Mm-hmm.
How many would you usually plant in a garden?
Oh, I see about 300, something like that.
300 what?
Plants of cabbage at the time, something like that.
Sam, this is something that large thing that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Okay. what about something kind of similar to that little yellow crooked necked thing?
I mean, that must be a squash.
Okay. Are there different kinds of squash?
Huh?
Are there different kinds of squash?
Yeah, different kinds. But I don't know them. Don't know what the names of the different kinds are. There's different kinds of them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of melons do you have?
Melons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, flavor right. Some people, then once in a while I get a hold of I'm trying to feel what we call the mountain grown.
Mountain grown what?
Watermelons. Watermelons, we call them watermelons, but they're called mountain grown. We plant a few of them once in a while, but most of them they use it as far as their favorite. We'll follow Florida favorite.
What do they look like?
They grow be about that long.
About 18 inches.
Big too. Just take a knife or something, cut them open, and just as pretty as they can be.
You ever seen a watermelon that's white on the inside?
Yeah.
Or yellowish?
Yeah, I've seen them. That's the best melon is. I don't know what the name of it is, but the melon is yellow on the inside. Mm-hmm. That's the best taste of melon I ever eat. Ever did eat.
Have you ever heard of one kind of melon that is real hard to cut open?
Yeah, I've seen them too. I don't want the name of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a some kind of melon they call citron. A citron hits almost like a little round melon, but it hits a citron. I don't know what they do with them. They don't raid them here. They raid them further down south here. We raise them here sometimes, they're volunteers sometimes, and just come up and grow anyhow.
What's that?
Citrus.
Oh, yeah.
But I never did find no use for them. I can't make no use of them.